This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll find out about some celebrity predictions from psychic Thomas John coming right up. But first, global forecaster Gerald Celante has his top trends for 2015 and what's going to happen. He says the top trends for 2015 are, number one, the grand manipulation. The mechanisms of sound economics are being subverted to favor the wealthy and powerful. Number two is bankism. Capitalism is on the brink as bankism is fast becoming the dominant global economic system. Price wars. Too much product and not enough demand, he says, will rise to a new age of retail marketing. Dominant energy. A new era for new energy explodes as dependency on fossil fuels lessens, global demand declines, and the availability of alternative energy sources rises at an historic pace. Selfie journalism. Local news may never be the same as big media chains consolidate and downsize. Upstarts will be needed to fill wide coverage gaps. Artful aging. An age wave is growing across the globe, and it is rich with untapped potential for businesses that focus on quality, creativity, and old-fashioned values. Retrograde 2.0. It's beauty or bust as a return to individualism and the higher standards for quality and craftsmanship of past eras ignite opportunities for entrepreneurs to reach millennials. Takeover. Monopoly is the new normal. The latest trade pact, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, ensures that the bottom line trumps quality, choice, and morality. And war weary. Is the populace ready to fight for peace? It's time to finally turn the tide of endless war and bring more prosperity to the world. But is anyone listening? The quarterly Trends Journal, available in both print and digital formats, provides trends, analysis, and forecasts across a wide range of topics. It's produced by Gerald Celente's Kingston, New York-based Trends Research Institute's team of analysts. In addition to the magazine, the Institute also published Trends Monthly, provides multimedia content for subscribers at trendsresearch.com, and offers services for organizations and industries, including consulting, customized trend focusing, keynote addresses, and conferences at the Institute's facilities. How about some top 10 celebrity predictions for 2015 from today's most popular psychic, Thomas John, author of the soon-to-be-released Never Argue with a Dead Person? His client list includes Courtney Cox, Julianne Moore, Stevie Nicks, and Goldie Hawn. So let's find out from Thomas John what we can expect this year.
I have been doing readings for most of my adult life, and I guess I just kind of, I sort of became connected to what I was doing, you know, as far as the celebrity side of things, almost just coincidentally. It really wasn't anything. I started doing readings for fun for people, and it kind of grew into a business, and then it kind of grew into something because I was spending a lot of time in New York and L.A., I would end up getting, you know, celebrity clients and stuff. So people started to call me like the celebrity psychic, like the psychic that celebrities go to.
Oh, I see. Okay. But you do have some thoughts for 2015 for some big celebrity names, right?
Yes, I do predictions at the end of every year, and I do have some celebrity predictions. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk, you know, they gave us a list here of people that you're making predictions. So let's just go down the list. Kate Middleton, what do you see for her?
I mean, everybody knows, obviously, that she's you know, giving birth to a baby. So she's gonna I feel she's gonna have a baby girl. I actually made a prediction about her the last time with the baby that she gave birth to. I predicted the month she would give delivery in the delivery and the gender about two years before it actually happened. So with Kate, I see a baby girl, and I definitely see also that I feel it's gonna be named after, you know, the princess that passed away, Princess Diana.
Oh, but that will be the middle name of the baby?
I think it might either be the middle name or the first name. I feel like it might be the middle name, yeah. It might be the middle name, yeah.
And Beyonce and Jay-Z, the power couple.
Right, a lot of people ask me about them and ask me, you know, if they're happy, you know, if they're, you know, and one of the things I'm seeing with them is I actually feel like they are happy. And, you know, I feel that they are actually a happy couple. And what I see for them is that they're, you know, they probably have ups and downs like every couple, but I don't see them splitting up or anything like that. I do see them giving birth to a baby in 2015.
Oh, another baby, huh?
Yeah, another baby. Mm-hmm.
Wow, they're going to have to get working on that. Jennifer Lawrence, we love her on the big screen. What do you see for her in 2015?
She's going to get into a new serious relationship. You know, she's ended things with Chris, and now I see her getting into a serious relationship and even getting, I feel she's going to get engaged.
Really? In 2015?
It could even be, you know, the beginning of 2016, but definitely in the next 18 months, I feel she'll get engaged.
How about Justin Timberlake? What's he got going on?
Well, I mean, there's been a lot of rumors that Jessica Biel is pregnant. I definitely feel that she's pregnant, and I see her actually delivering a baby next year, and it's going to be very secret. It might even be hard for us to get pictures of her. And I also see, speaking of babies, Anne Hathaway starting a family.
Now, the Kardashians are always in the news. What can you predict for them in 2015?
Well, one thing I'm seeing around them just kind of generally is that the focus of how much they've been sort of in the media and talked about and stuff, I see that taking a backdrop, so I feel like they're not going to be as, you know, a focus of our, you know, gossip columns and celebrity magazines and stuff. I do feel Kim and Kanye, they'll have a second pregnancy. I feel like it'll probably be in the early part of the year, like the spring. I also see, as far as the girls, as far as, Kendall and, you know, her sister and stuff, I see a lot of problems around them. So they're going to be somebody that we're going to start to see them in the media a lot, about just them, you know, drinking a lot and just kind of a lot of chaos around them.
All right. And Rob Kardashian, too?
Well, he's starting his new fashion line. I'm not really feeling like that's going to pan out. But I do see him getting into a lot better physical shape. He's been struggling a lot with his health and his weight. And I actually see him slimming down quite a bit.
All right. We're talking with celebrity psychic Thomas John. Hollywood Reporter says you have one of the highest batting averages. What's your average on hitting on these predictions?
Well, I mean, the yearly predictions that I do are a little bit harder because, you know, sometimes things are, you know, I could see certain things, but sometimes, you know, we don't even hear about things in the media, and you never know exactly what, you know, but, you know, what people are reporting, what's true, you know, because it's around personal lives. But I think probably it's better with the Golden Globes and the Oscars, which I've predicted for the last 5 years. And with the Golden Globes, I have, I'm not sure with last year counted, but I have about a 90% accuracy rate with them. And with the Oscars, I've also done quite well. Not last season, I missed one, but the three seasons before that, I got every category that I predicted. I did 8 categories. I got all 8 right for 3 seasons in a row. So I always think that's a better description of, kind of, you know, because it's like with people's personal lives, you know, they might not report certain things or they might change it, you know.
So. Right, right. So let me ask you about a couple more of these people. Kathy Griffin, she's taken over Fashion Police, right?
Right, yeah. Not really feeling that she's going to be that successful there, unfortunately. I think she's going to be difficult to connect with. And I actually don't see that show doing that well. I think that was really Joan's show, and I don't feel like they're going to be able to save that.
Britney Spears, what's going on with her? I see she's in good shape.
Yep, new relationship with her. She's with that guy, Charlie. I actually see them becoming more serious.
And Jack Nicholson, you have some doubts about his health in 2015.
Yes, a lot of sadness around him. I feel like he's got, like, dementia or serious Alzheimer's or something. We might hear more about that next year. Definitely no, you know, major acting roles with him or anything.
So when do these things come to you? Just out of the blue?
Well, I would say once I started doing professional readings about 6 or 7 years ago, and I really started doing things professionally, I started to get messages about things throughout the year, and then I would sort of see them happen and stuff. You know, they would come to me, and I would hear things and stuff. And so I ended up, you know, people would just say, you know, you should do like an end of the year kind of, you know, roundup or predictions or something, so people can really see, you know, what happens. And, you know, I started to do that really, and then it just kind of really grew from there.
Wow, I see you predicted Hurricane Sandy in 2011, right before it happened the next year.
Yes, I predicted that. Whitney Houston's death, Tom and Katie Holmes splitting up. A lot of weather things I've predicted have been accurate. So yeah, I did predict the Hurricane Sandy. Sort of described it. I actually said that there would be a lot of, I saw race riots in the U.S. and that there was going to be a lot of racial tensions in terms of, I saw things with police brutality and stuff. Obviously, we've had that, especially in the in, you know, this, you know, some of the situations that have happened recently. So, so that it's interesting when the things formulate and sort of what form they take.
And, of course, I've spoken to psychics before. This isn't something that you can translate into picking the next lottery winner, right?
Right. No, it doesn't really work that way, also because, you know, the way we receive information is sometimes it's a little fragmented sometimes. I mean, I feel like it can be very useful for people, but it also can be, it can be fragmented. So it doesn't come through like A, B, C, D. You know, it might be, I might get a picture, I might get an image, I might get a feeling. That's just kind of the way it works.
All right, Thomas John, we thank you for a couple of minutes. We'll see if your predictions come true.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
With celebrity psychic Thomas John, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
America Weekend. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-568-5857 because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-568-5857. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-568-5857. That's 800-568-5857.